This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
My God, what news we have. This program is about what's going on. There are news talk radio programs, and yeah, we certainly are talking about what's in the news. You'll stay close to the news by being a listener to this program, but it's not the only thing in the universe to talk about. The ability that we have to say exactly the right thing, sometimes at exactly the wrong time, we're known for that. That's cool. Right? You wouldn't want all of us to be right all the time. You wouldn't want us to be perfect, would you? Would you?
Huh? Right as close to often as possible is usually what we strive for here. Right?
Yes, it is. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn, who's here on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. So what do we have that's cooking in the heat of the day or the heat of the night? We were actually, as a distraction here for a second, Jennifer, Victoria and I were talking about this heat ray thing that the government has. What's it called, Victoria?
I don't know what it was called, but it was gun? A heat ray technology that that whistleblower from the National Guard testified that I guess the government was considering using it on the protesters down in D.C. when Trump made his way over to that church to take the photo op with the Bible. And so he came forward and, I guess, disagreed with that, with that being an option against protesters. But he said, the way he described it, he said it makes you want to, like, crawl out of your own skin, is how he described it.
Lovely. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back in the race, that wasn't what Jennifer had on her mind when she got into the fold here. You had something good, actually, I think, didn't
you? Yeah, actually, how about that? So there are a lot of people who are...
Hooray!
Right. There are a lot of people who are working from home right now. I think we can all agree on that, right? A lot of people have been sent home from their offices. And so because of that, they're saying that this is now a great time to participate in the Guide Dogs of America Puppy Raiser Program. These are puppies from the organization's litters that are placed in foster homes, where puppy raisers will help the young dogs prepare for formal training and life working as a guide dog. And then when they're ready, the dogs will eventually be paired with the person who is blind or visually impaired. The encouragement is now that they're looking for people who, because they're working at home, are able to spend a little extra time with their puppies. Stephanie Coleman is the puppy program coordinator. She said the need for highly trained guide dogs and service dogs hasn't slowed during the pandemic. In order to match the service dogs with people who need them, we first need dedicated volunteers to help raise these amazing animals. Puppy raisers give a caring home. They teach basic obedience, house manners, and they provide urban socialization so that they can grow up around people. And they say helping puppies adapt to the real world and the situations they'll encounter as guide dogs are something that these homes can provide. No experience is necessary. The program has been altered during the pandemic to allow for social distancing. Instead of in-person training classes, volunteers attend two rounds of online training where you'll have access to online puppy tech support. Imagine that. From the staff if questions come up. And they say major companies have actually announced a permanent work from home option. So this can become something that maybe you do permanently if you want to give back a little bit. There's new classes that are starting up again in the next couple of weeks. And by the way, they cover all the medical expenses of the puppies, and they actually pay puppy raisers for food, the toys, the flea and tick medication, and the out-of-pocket expenses that you might incur are all tax-deductible because you're doing it for charity.
So that's we great. Need to talk to
that's
Warren
fun,
about
right?
this later on in the hour. Warren Eckstein will join us. That's a great thing to extol the value and virtue of with him, I think, anyway. Jennifer, while you have our attention, excuse me, I'm noticing that the Republicans say they have the votes for confirmation for a new Supreme Court justice. How would that be if they don't know who the nominee is going to be? What am I missing here?
Well, first of all, the nominee's probably going to be Amy Coney Barrett, but I think it's kind of a guarded secret. I don't know if it's a guarded secret, but certainly I think she's the odds-on favorite. I'd be surprised if it was someone else.
I like the Hispanic lady from Florida. But anyway.
Well, the reason that she, I think, is so compelling is she's already been vetted. So a lot of the work that has to go into, first of all, anybody on Trump's list has already been vetted. She was vetted already during the Kavanaugh, because she was kind of the runner-up to Kavanaugh, so a couple of years ago. So the vetting is really been done because that's part of the process with the Senate. Because of the timing on all of this, they're going to want someone who's been well pressed already, essentially. So I think that's kind of where things are. That being said, that when they talk about the votes, you still have to put that person up and they still have to be vetted. It's just that they're willing to vote. So Murkowski, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins from Maine are not willing to vote before the election on a candidate to fill Ruth Bader Ginsburg's spot. But they now have consensus amongst all the other Republicans that they will at least consider this. It doesn't
including
mean
Mitt
that
Romney?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Mitt Romney was kind of the, well, here's the thing. I mean, it's the law. If you look at the law, it becomes political when people put their feelings in and they try to do blocking measures and all that. But, you know, I mean, when you're a senator, you advise and consent. So he's saying that he'll sit and advise and consent. And so he was one to watch. Cory Gardner from Colorado was one to watch. Chuck Grassley from Idaho was one to watch. All of them have said that they're in. And so it looks like there's already hearings scheduled.
He related to Chuck Grassley from Iowa?
What did I say, Idaho? Oh, I meant Iowa. Sorry. Another I word. You know, sometimes it all comes around in a stew in my brain.
States, they're all the same anyway.
You know, that one of the states that starts with an I, Doug. That's
right, I got it. So here's the latest on those damn Chinese and I say this because when I say Chinese, it means government. Facebook today announcing that China is intending, I don't know how they figured this out, to interfere with the election, which means they already are. So even though they say it's not going to be on the same scale as the Russian involvement, if we know this, why isn't there some technological way to block them?
Well, there would also say
there are ways.
That's how they discovered them.
Yeah, the FBI is already saying they're going to watch out for this, but I would say they may not be getting...
Can you stop it? What are they doing, and how do we stop it? More importantly, how do we do it? Why don't we screw with them and their stuff?
I think we probably are trying to see what's going on in their state, but I would say that they may not be trying with, like, the false social media campaigns to try to get disarray, but China is totally behind some of these violent protests that are happening in our cities. You would have to be hard-pressed to convince me otherwise. These
100%.
Are organized movements, not organic
ones. I said that on the
ones.
First day. 100% China.
So as much as they say, well, they may not be all that active in our election, I'd say look at the chaos that's being sowed.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the election, no surprise, Cindy McCain supporting Biden. I don't see that as that's not a headline. Is it really? I mean, after what Trump said about McCain?
It's not a big surprise. They were such good friends. So,
I mean, they're both swamp.
The Bidens and the McCains. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. The CDC changes its stance once again on the spread of the virus, reversing their position on how the virus is actually spread. That's the clip of the day with other relative info. Actually, you can listen to the whole program. I said that all the time, but you can. But if you can't hear it when we're on the air live, and that happens sometimes, the program appears later than we do it, later in the day. But it's always on, if you go to the DJVshow.com, website, you can find it anytime. Just hit the listen button, and you'll hear the clip of the day as well. That's at the DJV Show, DJVshow.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, ladies, do you know who Hunter McGrady is?
No.
No.
Wait, I think I do. She's the plus-size swimsuit model, right?
Yep. What's the lady that I always used to... I couldn't remember her
Ashley
name.
Ashley Graham.
She had an overbite. All right. So this lady doesn't have an overbite.
Oh, my God. Ashley Graham does not have an overbite. I will give you this. She has large teeth, but it's not an overbite.
Okay. She's large all the way around. So is Hunter McGrady... she's been voted the world's curviest model ever. And she says...
the world's curviest model ever? What does that mean? That means you're the world's fattest model?
No, she's not fat. She's got curves. What?
Who awarded this?
Let's see. This came from some magazine, but it wasn't Sports Illustrated.
Clickbait.com is where it came from.
It came from what?
Clickbait.com. That's your favorite website.
No, I think this... Well, never mind. I'm not going to get down into the trenches here. She is recognized as a very good plus-size model. I don't know what good means. She's creating a lot of...
Well, sure, she's the curviest model ever. I mean, God, of course. Honestly, it's weird. I've never heard of her. So,
really?
On the cover of Sports Illustrated, that's what her claim to fame is.
Right.
In the swimsuit edition, basically. You know, they're
but she's spreading the message that good-looking women don't have to be like toothpicks. She's launched a clothing line with QVC called All Worthy. Let's see here. She's 27 years old. She is size XXS. No, what's that? What's XXS?
That would be extra, extra small.
No, all right, so she's XXS.
That's sort of the opposite.
What's 5X? What is that?
She is not 5X. There's no way she's 5X.
Well, I don't know what 5X means.
5X is like 1X. Yeah, 5 times extra large. So she's not 5 big. Times
no.
extra large.
No. Where are you getting these numbers from? Oh,
I'm
my God.
At this, I'm looking actually at an article in Harper's Bazaar called 12 Stunning Plus-Size Models.
Okay.
And
that, where
the,
you Googled that. So
did
where
what?
Did you find the original story?
What do you mean I Googled that? I have all sorts of... I'm not giving you my sources. What the hell?
Yeah.
All right,
riveting.
Let's see where...
Well, congrats to her on being... We don't even know what, because Doug can't get the story
no,
straight.
No, she's a big plus-size... She's a good-looking plus-size woman. That's what she is.
Okay. Breaking
Kirby's
news.
Kirby's model
breaking
ever.
News. Yeah, exactly.
21.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Soggy Bottom Boys here, 23 half the hour on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. Let's see. Remember that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There's a 20th anniversary party for the musicians and for Clooney, Dan Tominski, Tim Blake, Nelson, Chris Thomas King, and John Turturro. There in the film that was, 20 years ago? Yeah, 20th anniversary there. 2000 was the year of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? They're reuniting for the anniversary next month. It's part of the Nashville Film Festival, which gets underway in a virtual format actually next week. In addition to Chris King, who played the role of Tommy Johnson in the film, artists include George Clooney's singing voice was Tominski. On the Man of Constant Sorrow. Let's see. Carlene Carter, Kathleen Edwards, and the Dead South all performing at this event. The Nashville Film Festival is honored, they say, to host this incredible lineup of actors and musicians, pay tribute to one of the most beloved and revered films of our time. I don't know about that, but it's an interesting movie for sure.
I thought it was weird, but people love this movie. It won all kinds of awards, and everybody was convinced that George Clooney could sing.
Right.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was all dubbed in. But he brought credibility, I think, for the first time, or mainstream credibility, to the Coen Brothers stuff. Because most of the time, it's completely off the wall. Right, we
except
agree
for
on
Big
that.
Lebowski. Well, the Big Lebowski was a huge hit for them. That was that really,
and that was weird too.
Wasn't Goodman in that? Who was in that?
Yes.
Goodman was in that.
Yep. And the dude was Jeff Bridges. John Turturro was in it. Yeah, it was a great cast.
Turturro is one of now. Turturro gets away probably better than most at playing these weird off.
He does
characters. Yeah, he plays it straight sometimes. He was quite good early on in the series Blue Bloods, and then he went off on a different toot. But he's if you don't recognize the name, you recognize him immediately to see him. All right, 25 after, here on the DJV program, music is our focus in this portion of every hour of the program. And now we'll move into an HBO special, David Byrne's American Utopia. The Broadway show has a new trailer ahead of its arrival on HBO, it seems. Directed by Spike Lee, this film will debut in the middle of October on HBO, subsequently be available to stream on HBO Max. The short teaser that's out gives a glimpse at the former Talking Heads frontman's elaborate show staged in the Hudson Theater in New York. Where, you ever been to that theater?
Yeah, the Hudson Theater's gorgeous, yeah. I've never seen this show, but I know a ton of people who have, and everyone is just wowed by it. Like,
really?
I've never
Why?
Heard a show get... They just said the way that it's staged, the music, everything about it, people just loved. So that's why there was so much interest
on Broadway. What's the story behind the story?
I don't know the story. I really don't.
The theme.
I don't know. It's American Utopia. It's based on his album, and he basically made a show out of his album.
Yeah. This is from an album that was released 2018. Performances by Janelle Monáe. Song she sings is Hell You Tambo. I don't know what that means.
Hell You Tambo. Yeah, Tambo. It's kind of like talking about, but said fast.
Yeah. Right. What if we eliminate everything from the stage except the stuff we care about the most? Mr. Byrne asked, and this is to the audience. Without cable or wires, what would be left? It would be us and you, and that's what this show is all about. And then Spike Lee said, my honor and privilege that my art brother, Mr. David Byrne, asked me to join him to invite me into the magnificent world of American Utopia. Byrne added, Spike and I have crossed paths a lot of times over the years. I'm a big fan, and now finally... Here was an opportunity for us to...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today. Ginsburg died last Friday at 87. A private ceremony will be held this morning for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will be held from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern today, and from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to have ever been honored that way. The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says the Democrat will stand up for America. American values. And though they never saw eye to eye on the issues in the past, she says Biden is honest and will lead the nation with dignity. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Late NBA superstar Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over leaked photos of the helicopter crash scene after her husband and 13-year-old daughter and others were killed in that crash. The lawsuit claiming that no fewer than 8 sheriff's deputies at the site pulled out their personal cell phones and snapped photos of the dead children, parents, and coaches. The lawsuit alleges that Sheriff Alex Villanueva attempted to then cover up the situation by telling deputies if they deleted the images, they would not face discipline. Federal agents in Chicago want to hear from any underage girls or boys who might be victims of Netflix Cheers star Jerry Harris. People can go on a Seeking Victim Information webpage specifically created to gather evidence in Harris's case to identify any minors who may have had inappropriate contact with him. Authorities say the victims may have used Snapchat or Instagram to communicate with Harris at cheer competitions. The 21-year-old actor is accused of coercing minors to send him nude photos and videos. He is also accused of soliciting sex from boys as young as 13. And for the 8th year in a row, the L.A. Dodgers are the National League Western champions. The Dodgers also clinching the top seed in the postseason, I should say. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are with the winners on the DJV program. Doug, Stephan, General Horn, Victoria, Keelan, what do you want from us? What is it that you come to get? We have attention, and we are ready for our goal. Clarity of goal is to pass along info and have a moderately undisciplined conversation about what's going on. How do you like that for a goal? Moderately undisciplined. Ladies, you think that's good?
Always. Always.
Yes. Undisciplined. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Stephan. Breaking news from the medical world, Victoria.
Some really good breaking news, actually. I think we talked about this maybe a month or so ago. Everything's a blur. But there was a drug that was manufactured or discovered, whatever the word is, invented.
Created?
In Ireland called Inflazome. And it was based out of Trinity College, Dublin. And basically they market this as a cure for Parkinson's disease. It wow. just sold for $446 million. And so this
the drug company or the drug?
The drug itself.
To whom did it get sold?
It got sold to two different pharmaceutical companies. One, I believe, is based in Australia. And so essentially what they're doing now, they're moving into the trial stage of this. They say that this drug, well, this Irish drug company, that what they do is they specialize in treatments for inflammatory diseases. And so what that essentially means is they go after things like heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cardiovascular issues, things like that. Anything that inflammation is really the root problem of, which, as we know, there's actually a lot.
Yeah. Inflammation causes everything. Every disease comes from inflammation.
A lot of chronic stuff comes from inflammation. Yep. And so right now, the professor, Luke O'Neill, who is the co-founder of Inflazome, he said that the sale obviously marked a great day for their company, but it also will now allow this drug to go into larger clinical trials to see if this can actually help. Two of the employees who work at this company in Ireland are currently in a study group. They both have, it's undisclosed what they have, but I think one of them may have Parkinson's, early Parkinson's, and another one has some Alzheimer's issues. And so they're both in the trial right now using the drug, and apparently they're getting good results. So, you know, this could be a major, major breakthrough, because right now there's no real treatment. There are a few things for Alzheimer's and a few things for Parkinson's, but really no hope ever of a cure. So if this drug does it, then that's going to be just fantastic news. So as that, we'll keep everyone posted as that one, as that drug goes into bigger, larger trials. The other good news in the drug world is a non-COVID related. Is Congressman Frank Pallone Jr., who is actually my representative here in New Jersey in the 6th District, he announced that a bipartisan bill that he sponsored will improve drug quality, reduce drug shortages, and make pharmaceutical production more efficient as it passes through the House of Representatives. And so this is going to – what this bill does, it pairs up pharmaceutical companies here in America with universities, which we saw happen during the pandemic. We saw a lot of university labs got involved with creating testing and creating working on treatments. So essentially he's expanding this now so that so many critical drugs that we rely on to come from other places around the world, this now will be a major first step in pushing these drug manufacturers to come back to America and allow universities to get more funding from the government as they increase, you know, their supply chain. So I think this is a great thing. As a congressman, I'm very happy with a lot of stuff that Pallone does. So this could be a really good first step. The FDA is now going to be also working with this new bill, working more directly with the university labs, which is great.
There you go. Here's something else that's great. NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, unveiling a $28 billion plan they're going to borrow the money from the same place that we've got the money for COVID. That'd be cool.
It's called Hewlett-Packard, and it's a DeskJet printer.
Right, yeah. So, they're going to send a man and a woman to the moon. 2024 is the date. This is the Artemis plan from NASA, marking the first time humans would land on the surface of the moon since 1972. I just hope her name, whoever the first woman is Alice. You know what I mean?
Is what?
Alice.
Why?
Because Ralph Cramden would always say to his wife, Alice.
To the moon!
To the moon, Alice! I thought it was very clever.
I thought it was clever, too. Not bad.
Okay, yeah. All right, anyway, astronauts are going to return to the moon for scientific discovery, economic benefits, and inspiration for a new generation of explorers. It doesn't say we're going to bring a bazooka gun up there and plant it on the moon and aim it at China, but that's probably what they're going to do as well. The push to the moon, well within America's reach. Aren't there other countries, though? Aren't the Chinese, in fact, planning on sending somebody to the moon pretty soon? And the Russians?
It's China and Russia, yeah. Those are the big ones.
Together or not together?
Not together, no.
No. So why don't we all, this is how stupid international stuff is, why don't we all work together on this and go, instead of spending billions of dollars.
Because it's a huge battleground. I mean, that's where all the satellite technology is. Wars are going to be fought in space and not like Martian wars, but satellite technology. And so I don't think they want to
war. Star Wars. Yep, let's have a Star War. So anyway, I thought this was good until you brought that up, Jennifer. Nice going.
Sorry.
Well, all right. Now, oh, speaking of Jennifer, highlight, Victoria, mm-hmm. of Jennifer's week. Yes, being on this program, doing her local program in L.A., but she's going to be on the Michael Harrison interview this week, the MH interview.
I was already.
What, last week or this week? I thought it was this week.
It's done this week. It's out now. You can get it wherever you get that.
You and Heidi Harris. Mm-hmm. Heidi does a morning. Is she still in Las Vegas? I think she is, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
So the thing they have in common, Victoria, is both Jennifer and Heidi have had COVID, and they talk about that. That's how I suppose Harrison knows what's going on with everybody. So he knew you had it, and he knew Heidi had it.
I think actually in radio, once our COVID tests come in, they go to Michael Harrison first, and then they come to us.
Right, exactly. So if you want to check it out, Jennifer conversing about her life here on this program and on The Answer and working with her dad at CRN Digital. You can hear that story. Plus, how she survived COVID. Do you still have it? By the way, do you even know whether you still have it?
No, I tested negative a second time, actually.
I thought you tested negative when you had it.
Exactly. The first time I have two negative tests.
Have you only done the saliva test, or did they actually do the one up your nose?
I did both. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Gives new meaning to the term up your nose. Okay, while we're in the COVID haven, the area that I live in is called Metro West in Boston. Includes communities like Framingham, where I live, Marlboro.
Sounds pretty fancy. You should do a soap opera.
Right. Well, the other town that's just to the north of me is a town called Sudbury, and that's like Sudbury Concord, very expensive and kind of she. So. And there are a couple of parents and actually families and their children, but basically this all surrounds one teenage child who had a party, and the parents knew about it. They were charged by the police yesterday with violating the state's social host law. The police chief has been interviewed by Everybody Under the Sun. He said, whoever furnishes alcohol to underage drinkers faces a fine of $2,000. So,
isn't that also jail time?
Do
you give kids underage alcohol?
In some places only, it is,
So they brought in 60, or they invited 60 Lincoln Sudbury High School students to come into this party. The police were called in because it was so out of hand. The parents were home while the party was going on. This shows you how damn clueless. I don't get how parents get to be this really and truly.
Okay. Did they know, or were they letting it go on? They were letting it go on, obviously, right?
Yeah,
how
they
can
were
you be
home.
At home
how
and have 60
know.
Kids?
There's
I know.
60
no.
kids there.
Well, unless you're drinking it up or something yourself.
Well, and also they violated the COVID thing.
Right.
And so, but what the outshoot of this is, they had to close down the school. They had started school. And this Lincoln Sudbury Regional High School had opened on, the 10th or whatever, and so opened the 15th. So they had to close it because these kids were in, this happened over the weekend. So the kids, they closed the school on Monday because they were afraid if the kids all went to school, everybody would get COVID. So how do you hold somebody responsible for that? And again, what does it say about parenting in the year 2020? Really and truly. Really, you let your children have a... Who runs the house? The children, obviously, here in this house.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
How stupid. I mean, I always knew, you know, when I was in high school, I was away in school in high school, so I didn't really... My parents didn't really have to deal with, you know, after, you know, high school parties or whatever. But even in college, before I was 21... You know, my parents would always say, don't bring anybody here who's going to drink, because if they go anywhere and get into an accident, we lose our house. We get sued. So I don't understand how stupid these parents are to allow all these kids there, for one, for COVID, and then to let them drink.
How many parents, though,
I knew them, and I wasn't like the partier in high school at all, but... The parents would be like, well, we want our kids to party here. We don't want them to go to other places. We'll create a safe environment where the kids can get schnockered at home. And there were parents like that when I was growing up. I know there must still be parents like that today.
The parents should have to pay a really stiff fine in this circumstance. Not unlike what those...
Can you imagine how ticked you are if another, like the other parents involved with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Well, the parents must know where... Don't the parents say know where the children are going when they leave the house? Where are you going?
A lot of kids will lie, and then parents want to trust them, and...
All right. Well, there's something to think about. Here's something else to think about in the listening department. As you know, I do a few other programs beside the DJV thing, including one that's focused on the American family farmer. As a matter of fact, it's called the American family farmer, where the input we get from people, the guests, et cetera, et cetera. And my input is all aimed at the farmer, the families that are enjoying the farmer's food, the food itself. So it's farm, family, food. And the most recent podcast that we have is a focus on improving soil health without having to use commercial agricultural chemicals. We have two things, focus on soil health, and then a story about honeybee venom, which fights breast cancer. I think we talked about that here as well. So yeah. Get the story behind the story, lots of focus on farmers and family. It's really kind of it's my pleasure to be able to do this, for sure. A lot of diverse conversations. You can check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show. Check that out every weekend all around the country. And his line of minerals and vegetables. Excuse me, not vegetables. Well, maybe some of the vitamins come from vegetables. I hope that's the case. Anyway, Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com. That's his own line of vitamins and minerals for your dog and for your cat. So I just thought I would point out, for those of you who think I'm a cruel, heartless SOB when it comes to cats, if you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you will see a picture of our farm cat. And her name, his name is Farm Cat. That's his name. He's laying on the ground in front of the barn, actually right in front of the chicken coop. And this is where the chickens and the ducks and the goats all live together. The cat is very protective of the chickens, which is pretty unusual because mostly chickens would chase, chickens would chase cats around, cats would chase kittens around. This cat, I've had a lot of cats in my life, barn cats and otherwise. This cat sits on the seat of the tractor to sort of protect it. She's very protective of all the animals in the barnyard. There are calves in the barnyard as well. She's just I keep calling her a cats for me are feminine. It's hard for me to put masculinity with a cat. Why do you suppose that is? There must be some deep psychological reason, Warren, why I always...
There's a lot of psychological reasons we do that, but listen to me carefully, okay?
Yes, I'm listening.
Just this week, I had a call on my show. about a woman who owns a Maine Coon cat, which is a large cat, that every night she would let the cat out in the yard just to do his thing, would jump over the fence and hump the next-door neighbor's German Shepherd.
Absolutely. Great.
So there goes your whole idea of feminism, okay? Right out the window.
I guess so, right out the window, exactly. All right, so anyway, the picture's there. I thought you'd enjoy that. All right, so last week I promised that I would talk with you about the ASPCA and what it's doing, but I don't remember what we're
going to do. The bottom line was that we were talking about abuse and child abuse, and I explained to you that there was no child abuse laws on the book back when Mary Ellen, this child, was being abused.
Yeah.
So what they did is they had to prosecute the child as an animal. There were animal laws on the book prior to having child laws on the book. So they actually had to prosecute the child abuse as an animal case, and that's what started the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, started up right after the ASPCA took on the situation. So it was the ASPCA that actually prosecuted child abuse cases because there were no laws on the book to protect kids at that time.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing
stuff. I think I told you that the first dog we ever had, Frisky, or I ever had as a youngster, came from the MSPCA, the Massachusetts Society. There's a branch of the ASPCA in every state, I guess, yes?
It's not all the same thing. A lot of people get confused, okay? There are local SPCAs, like in California, you have a Los Angeles SPCA. It has nothing to do with the ASPCA. Entirely different organization.
Really?
Exactly, and that's what happens is because a lot of people, and I'm not saying they shouldn't donate to the ASPCA, assuming that it's going into their local communities, and in many cases it is, but the SPCAs and local communities, for the most part, have nothing to do with the national organization.
Hmm. Well, I know that Frisky came from there, and as you know, I told you that the Rhode Island Society for the Prevention of Cruelty in Animals was the one that found Daisy in that puppy mill, and rescued her and a bunch of other dogs that came from down south. So I'm pleased there. I'm happy to donate to any one of their causes. I think they do a fabulous job, frankly. And this is a time when we need more people doing things like that. May I ask you a quick question about Daisy? Speaking of Daisy, Daisy, because of where she came from, I think most people have heard me talk about her having spent 2 years in the cage. She had two litters, never got outside the cage, couldn't walk when I got her. Defecated on herself, that's what she lived in and was around, and now she's changed just tremendous. She just loves everybody and everybody loves her, but when it's feeding time, she cowers, and when I see her as I'm about to feed her, if I come into the room and I'm mixing her food, she just looks at me and puts her head down.
Aww.
On the ground. Why does she do that?
Psychologically, dogs learn through the associative memory. So something could have happened to her when she was being fed in that puppy mill, or not being fed, or yelled at, hit, squirted with water, whatever. And so she associates the feeding with that. They may not know exactly what happened, but they know something happened in conjunction with that because they learn through association. So they don't remember exactly, but they remember something bad happened, and she associates something bad with the feeding.
Yeah. Well,
is there a way
sorry
to fix
about
that?
That.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to feed that. Feed her smaller meals, not like she needs it. Smaller meals more frequently throughout the day, and feed her out of two or three dishes instead of one dish, and separate the dishes by a couple of feet.
Well, I feed her out of different dishes, but I usually wash them and then feed her the next meal. I sort of shift them around, but I'll have
to. Just two or three dishes.
Yeah, okay. She's a fine young girl, I'll tell you that. All right.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.